This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a lot of interesting stories today. They say if you have a cat, and this actually came out last week, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about it because of the holiday. But they say if you own a cat, you are really not that at risk for mental illness, which I think is great because I have too many cats. I have four cats, and I really think I go crazy at times. I told you guys about the cat taking a dump in our grand piano. Well, by the way, can I just say something about that? We closed the big, I don't know what it's called, the top of the piano. You know when you have a grand piano? We've had a baby grand for a while because I used to play and we wanted our kids to play and they took lessons. So I guess the big thing that you put up, and then you have a stand, so I guess it's the roof or the hood, you know, if you call it like a car. Okay, so apparently that was up the whole time because that's what you do. When you have a baby grand, you have the big lid up, the hood up, so everybody could see and go, oh, man, that's a grand piano. And you're like, yeah, you know, as opposed to an upright piano, which is fine. That's what I had as a kid, you know, in our good years. But anyway, so the cat decides to sit under there without any fear of the hood crashing on top of him, and he goes potty all over the drums and the strings and whatever. And there, so we close it up, and we're like, we're good. But I didn't realize that there's still a few inches there that allows sound to come. And I guess the cat last night pooped there as well. So now we have the stupid piano completely closed off. And if anybody said that my having a cat would put me at risk for mental illness, I'd say absolutely. I am ready to pull out my hair. I'm ready to throw the cat out. We got three other cats that could keep us happy. We don't really need Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is on my last nerve. But for those of us that own a cat, we are not going to be mentally ill. Life expectancy is falling. It should be gaining in the U.S., and I think overall it is. But South Korea, they're going to see women living by the year 2030 to the age of 90. Average women living to the age of 90 in South Korea. In America, it's going to be lower, even though I have predicted for years now that we would, by the end of this decade, our life expectancy be well into the 80s. We're actually on our way for that. But the U.S. is not doing as good as other countries. Why not? We're going to talk about that. I guess it's been 20 years since Dolly the cloned sheep, so we're going to celebrate her birthday. We have fentanyl overdoses still on the rise. We have already allergy season in full gear in some places, which is kind of ridiculous because we're still trying to talk about, flu season. I'm not finished with flu season. Then scientists found a way to predict the sex of our baby. There's certain chemical reactions that will tell us if we're carrying a girl. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, and then the High Five Friday, you guys heard about this a couple days ago. The police department has to cancel High Five Friday at local schools. Why? Because it may upset children of illegal immigrants. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I just really want to talk about this really quickly. You know, we sometimes talk about politics and things happening throughout the country. And I love our police and what they do. And I remember as a kid when police would come to our school, how cool that would be. And so anything that improves police and community relations, I'm for. Well, apparently the police department in Massachusetts had to scrap their High Five Friday program. because they thought it would upset, quote-unquote, kids of color, unquote, or immigrant children who may have had negative experiences with the police. Northampton police had started High Five Friday in December as a way to foster better relationships between police and children. But now it's been shelved because of complaints by parents. Chief Jody Casper told the Daily Hampshire Gazette, "We thought it was a great way to start building relationships with young kids. We liked that it was something that was seemingly simple, but it's turned out not to be." Apparently, he was invited to attend a school committee meeting on January 12th to explain the program and field questions, but concerns were raised that some children may not feel comfortable with the police presence at the start of their school day. Why is that? I mean, are we really at the point right now that children are fearing the police? That children would not like to see police? You know, see this? I would take the parents aside and go, what are you worried about? I mean, what, you know, did you do something wrong? Are you afraid your kids are going to tell something to the police? I mean, that's what I hear when I hear that. You know, and if you do have a child here illegally, start doing the legal process to make sure they are here legally. But a police officer doing this High Five Friday thing doesn't mean they're going to deport your children. So maybe people think it's a way to spy. I think police officers really love to do stuff with the kids. And I think it's a great type of program. They say here, you know, children, according to the school department, they say concerns were shared that some kids might respond negatively to a group of uniformed officers at their school. People were specifically concerned about kids of color, undocumented children, or any children who may have had negative experiences with the police. What sort of negative experiences with the police are these kids unfortunately having? I mean, what is going on here? So, in my neck of the woods, we had an issue years ago where bad guys were dressing up as police, and that's how they would kidnap kids. And so that's very frightening. And if that's a concern, that's also something that I wouldn't be surprised if it was brought up. You know, look, you're getting these kids so used to coming up to police that when a bad guy decides to dress up as one, they may go up to give them a high five. You know, we need them. And, oh, that was so sick and creepy. Basically a child molester or a child abductor was dressing up as a police officer. And so the little kid would come over there. But, in this day and age, our kids should not be having any, you know, bad experiences with police. So this, as a country, we're failing if that's what's going on. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have Shalene on the line from Virgin Islands listening on AM 1000. Hi, Shalene. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I could be better, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I heard you got some back pain. Tell us what's going on.
Well, about 15 years ago, I suffered a work injury, and it affected my lower back. I had sciatica and everything like that, did physical therapy. And, you know, intermittently I would have some pain here and there if I overexerted myself, but it was not show-stopping at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 6 or 7 years ago, I had 2 car accidents within a 6-month period.
Ooh.
One, I was hit from behind very badly, and the second one I was hit on the left, on the driver's side, so it affected my left side. I went through a series of epidurals, and didn't help me at all. I went through doing narcotic pain management.
Mm-hmm.
That helped and allowed me to have some sort of a life again. But then I had, you know, I went on and off it for some time. But now the pain just is totally chronic. And I have an L5-S1 disc.
Okay.
I was in Atlanta to see mm-hmm. a neurosurgeon. And they're saying it's a 50-50 chance if they take the disc out. So they want me to have a discogram to determine if the pain is replicated, then I would benefit from the surgery. If it's not replicated, they don't recommend taking it out. So I came back to St. Thomas because I was there for 3 months and, you know, they kind of strung me along or whatever the case may be. And I couldn't stay any longer. So I thought I could get the discogram done here in the Virgin Islands, and I can't. So I have to go back to Atlanta to get that done. So neurologist here, mm-hmm. and he showed me the disc with the, I had a new MRI done, and he says, well, you know, you just have disc degenerative disease, which is all they keep telling me. You have disc degenerative disease. Everybody gets that at a certain age. You're just having it a little bit early. I'm 43 years old, and so my life has come to a screeching halt. I can't do a lot of things. I was living in Atlanta. I had to sell my house, sell my car, and move back in with my parents because I'm on disability, and
right.
I just couldn't survive on disability alone. So the left side is just always continuous pain in like my around the where your bra hits you in your back.
Mm-hmm.
And there are days when I cannot even wear a bra at all. Or if I put one on, I have to take it off after maybe a couple hours.
Now, Shalene, let me ask you,
I start feeling pain.
Mm-hmm. Not to interrupt, Shalene, sorry, but so it's interesting. So you have a disc issue in your lower back and the L spine, but the bra is going to be your thoracic spine. What did they find? Have they looked at your thoracic spine? The middle of the back?
My thoracic spine, and they said that I do have some protrusions there,
okay.
and I have some protrusions in my neck as well, but they said it's a disc herniation. It doesn't warrant any type of surgery, but everyone is hesitant to put me back on narcotic medication because of what's going on
right
now and
yeah.
the overdose and all of this kind of stuff like that. And, you know, I see a therapist. And I felt that, you know, in seeing a therapist that would help me in terms of, okay, preventing me from getting addicted to it, which I never did when I was on it.
Right.
So right now they want me to take like Tylenol 3 or 4, which really doesn't give me the same level of relief.
No, the codeine may not, no. Yeah, because the Tylenol 3 and 4 has codeine in it. See, this is interesting. So it sounds like you have, now, they're right in terms of, you know, a lot of us will have degenerative disc disease. A lot of us will have disc herniations like we talked about yesterday, where many of us will walk around with disc herniations and it won't bother us. But you're actually having symptoms. Are you still having the sciatica where the pain goes down the leg?
Yes, and it's bothering my bladder now. I'm at
right.
the point where
wow.
I don't have a UTI. But I constantly have, when the lower back really acts up, it goes around in the bladder region. And even when it's not as bad, I keep having this pressure. Like, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I go, and there's really nothing at
right.
all. And I've been
it's
tested
the pressure.
For UTIs and everything, had my annual pap exam. There's nothing wrong.
Good. Yeah, I was going to say, make sure you check in with the gynecologist. So, I mean, so at least it's a shame you can't do the discogram in the Virgin Islands. That's frustrating because why is it? They just don't have anything there, or is it an insurance issue?
They just don't do it here. And the neurologist here told me, well, I don't see how the discogram is going to help you basically is what he told me. And he just said that I'm not going to give any narcotic medicine. I'm just not going to get into that anymore or whatever the case is, because I don't want to create a bigger problem for you or whatever. And I said, I don't have a life. I can't function, you know. I'm always in pain. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. I may fall asleep, but I wake up at 2:30 in the morning because the pain is so severe.
So, I, and that's what's so frustrating this day and age now, because now everybody's so afraid of getting in trouble for prescribing narcotics. And let me ask you something really quickly. You said that they're having you see a therapist so you don't get addicted. So they're having you preemptively.
I chose that on my own. I chose to do that on my own.
Okay. Because again, if you're taking it for pain and you're in pain, I think that's really commendable, because it's showing the doctors that you aren't taking this because you want to abuse it or whatever. But I mean, if you're in pain, you should be able to get the pain medicine. I'm really frustrated that's what's going on. My recommendation is, if the neurosurgeon that you're seeing in Atlanta wants to do the discogram, and they do this now. I mean, in the olden days, they would say, you know what, you're having symptoms, let's go in. But because they're concerned that it's a 50-50 chance, they want to, build up the evidence that you need this. And so if the discogram does elicit the pain, then they'll probably move forward and have surgery, which it sounds like you may need. However, if the discogram comes out negative, I don't want you 43 years old having to be in this kind of pain the rest of your life. You may want to get a second opinion. Like, see a second neurosurgeon. Yeah, but the discogram is a very logical next step, so it makes sense. I'm not sure what's going on with your mid-back with the bra, because then that means you're also having an issue with your thoracic spine. So basically it's the pressure of the strap on the back, or are you feeling it in the center? What's going on there?
I feel it, right on the side. And it extends into the middle of the back.
Now, that could be, Shalene, that could actually be a rib that's out also. There's a chance. Have you done any chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation?
I've done everything. I've done physical therapy, chiropractic care. It's to the point where my back cannot even be touched at this point. It's so sensitive that whenever, if I go get a massage or something like that, the pain is just astronomical. I don't let anyone touch my back anymore.
Okay. Now, it could be that one of your ribs is a little bit out. That's why I had brought that up. If we're talking about along the line of the bra.
I do have lower rib pain, though.
Yeah. So that could be, and also, having... Another thing that they may also want to look at is, I hope you're getting also some basic blood work done. They should also maybe do some rheumatologic tests. Sometimes when it gets to the point where the muscle is just so sensitive, you could have an element of fibromyalgia on top of everything you're going through. Because again, if they do surgery and they're doing the discogram, they're only looking at the low back. That's my guess. I don't think they were looking at your thoracic spine, which means if they do finally address that disc, you said L5-S1, we're still having the issue of the mid-back. So I would keep me posted on this. I'm so glad you called. Let me know how it goes with the discogram. And then if it ends up that the discogram is normal and they're not going to move further, then you may want to get a second opinion from another neurosurgeon. But also have somebody look at some rheumatologic tests with you, because with your muscle being that tender and your muscle being that inflamed, there could also be something else going on. And I don't want you getting the lower back fixed and then you still having issues with your mid. Okay?
Do I have enough time to just mention one more thing to you?
Uh-huh. Sure.
I recently was also having a lot of pain in my right thumb, and I keep telling all the doctors this, even in Atlanta here, whatever, and they just kind of just pass it off. And so I started to lose the pigment on that side on the thumb, and it swelled up really bad and went into my wrist.
Shalene, we're out of time. I'm so sorry, honey. We're out of time. But call me back. Let me know how things go.
Can I email you?
Okay, please email.
On that one?
Absolutely. Okay, hold on. I'll have the producer give you my email.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. While we were on the phone with the last caller, one of you had asked for me to talk about what a discogram is and a laminectomy. So real quickly here, a discogram, basically it's this diagnostic test. It's kind of new, relatively new. I mean, yes, it's been done for a while, but we're starting to see more and more practitioners use it, where it basically looks at the discs in between your spine. They inject this dye into the injured discs, or let's say a series of discs, and Mayfield Brain and Spine explained this really nicely with some pictures where you could actually see the disc light up. The disc will light up to the point that we could use a fluoroscope monitor to pick up the dye. And then we x-ray that image. So what the discograms do is they locate precisely where the discs are damaged. So you know how we may inject a dye into a shoulder to see where there could be a ligament tear? Or we inject a dye into a blood vessel to see where there could be a stenosis or some clogging? With this, they can inject it into the disc to see what's going on, okay? So x-rays will look at bones, but you can't see the discs in between the bones because x-rays only pick up things that are radio opaque. So if something is very hard, like a bone, it'll pick it up. But if something is full of surgery or not, they start using these discograms because it allows you to actually see the disc. So we look at the disc and then they find a source of the pain. So they inject the dye. If they inject the dye into the disc space and recreate the pain, that means the disc is probably the source of the pain. If you didn't feel the, you know, any pain, then they don't think it's the disc that's the issue. Now, what's a little confusing about what happened with Shalit's case is, so if the disc is not the issue, there could still be other things they could do, which is why, so one of my other listeners, and very, very smart of you, by the way, brought up like things like laminectomy. Excellent. Looks like you know about back surgery. Because laminectomy, and I'll tell you guys about that in a second, that relieves pressure without necessarily dealing with just the disc. So the contrast dye, when you do a discogram, it spreads outside the center of the disc. And so if you have a tear or if you have a ruptured disc, you would then see that the dye, the way the dye orients itself. And so usually it's going to be done by a radiologist. Sometimes neurosurgeons do it within their office. And it's and it's kind of frustrating because you're like, so I'm going to be in pain. Well, if it elicits, they're going to give you something to relax you, and they're going to give you, but they basically need you conscious to tell, so you're not going to be knocked out. They need you conscious to be able to tell, you know, if you're feeling pain, and yep, that's it, that's it. So when we look at the different types of surgeries, yes, if you're having a disc issue, they could remove the disc. Okay, and remember, the discs are basically the pillows or the shock absorbers between the bones. So they could remove the disc. They could put an artificial one in. Sometimes they just remove the disc and do a fusion. You know, we get concerned about leaving an injured disc there because, one, if it's not doing its job, all right, then, you know, why are we leaving it there? And, two, if it's causing pain. So, like I said, they could do a disc replacement, or many times they will just remove the disc. It's a very, very small incision, as I've said. Now, sometimes they may have to do some other things, such as the laminectomy. So the laminectomy is where the surgeon removes parts of the bones or spurs or ligaments in the back. And this will relieve some of the tension and the pressure on the spinal nerves. Sometimes we don't have to do remove the whole lamella. Sometimes what we could do is do like a laminotomy where we just kind of put a hole through the lamina, kind of the part of the bone, such that it allows less pressure buildup around the nerve. So there's a variety of different things they could do. They could also fuse the bone together, where what they do is they could join the spinal bones, the vertebrae. It'll limit motion between your back, but the nerves won't be able to stretch as much. WebMD talks about this in great length, and they really do a great job with that. You also have a foraminotomy where they can cut the sides of the vertebrae open to widen the space of the foramina, or the opening where the nerves exit the spine. This extra room also allows less pressure because you have less pressure of the bone on the nerves. It could, however, both these laminectomies and these foraminotomies can make the spine less stable. So sometimes they'll do a spinal fusion to make sure that that bone will stay. Because what's the purpose of the spine? The purpose of the spine is to be structural and to make sure you have that support. So there's a variety of other things that they could do with the back. So we'll let you know how things go with Shayla. But, you know, she brought up a very good point that many of you guys are dealing with. You're in pain, and doctors are now afraid to write pain medication. Now, Excuse me, I was always afraid of writing pain medication. I hate to say that, but there were doctors getting in trouble in my neck of the woods for writing 100 pills at a time or 120 pills at a time. And so for me, I was like, look, you know, I'm family medicine. I don't really manage pain. If you're having some major back issues, let me have the orthopedic doctor see you, but let me give you 30 pills until I could get you in. And most of the time, before Obamacare, we could get you in within the next couple days of an orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or a neurosurgeon. Things used to be really good. All right. Now, things might have been changing anyway before Obamacare, but my 30 pills would last. And if there was an issue, like if it was around Christmas time or et cetera, I'd see you back. There were certain instructions we had to follow in terms of examining the body part, not just refilling narcotics, which some narcotics you could refill. But I wouldn't, especially as the laws were changing. Was 30 pills enough overall for pain management? No, it wasn't enough overall. Right? But that's why I admitted to the patients, look, I'm not managing your pain appropriately. We got to get you with a pain doctor. We got to get you in with an orthopedic doctor, an orthopedist. Right? And then when things started to change in our neck of the woods and across the country with narcotics, I didn't have to change anything I did because I was already writing minimal amounts. For a doctor to say, I'm not going to go there, that's a problem. That's a problem, and I think a lot of doctors are feeling that way. We're hearing more and more pain specialists out there say, look, I'm not going there. I don't write pain medicines anymore. But you're a pain specialist. What's going on? I'll do the procedures. I'll evaluate them, but you need to go to your regular doctor who'll manage your pain. And you're like, are you kidding me? And so it's very frustrating. And, you know, public attention and this big debate that's centering around our narcotic overdose epidemic is, I think, causing doctors to go the wrong way. Remember, medical providers are scared to death of getting sued, scared to death of losing their license. All right? I mean, they want to help patients. But we're no good to our other patients if somebody decides to take us up to the medical board or try to get our license thrown out. So for a medical provider, they have to make that decision. And it seems like a selfish decision, but in order for you to help your other patients, you have to still be practicing. So what ends up happening is medical providers say, look, I won't even go down that path. Just go somewhere else for that. Well, the problem is if every other doctor is saying go somewhere else, you're screwed. You're sitting there going, you know, you're screwed. And it's very frustrating. And unfortunately, it's patients that are making all the noise and, you know, causing all this big media attention, and it's hurting other patients. Now, do we have an issue? Do we have an epidemic? Absolutely, when it comes to narcotic overdoses. Apparently, fentanyl-related deaths, one of the strongest pain medications out there. Those fentanyl-related deaths have skyrocketed. So states are launching opioid crisis sort of regimens now and protocols. And the people behind this are the people that are kind of behind the eight ball with this are the medical providers. And states are saying, look, stop prescribing. And so, you know, you have somebody in a significant amount of pain. Do they really need fentanyl? Could they be managed with other things? Maybe not if they've been on those other things for years. You gain a tolerance to them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so looks like other countries are going to be kicking our butts when it comes to life expectancy. Now, most of the industrial nations will see a rise in life expectancy, okay? But with the United States, only minimal gains from what we understand, and they say our lifespans are going to be on par with those in Mexico and the Czech Republic. This is according to an extensive analysis that was released earlier this week. They say South Korean women and Hungarian men are projected to make the largest overall gains. Then, South Korean males come in second after Hungarian men. They say there is also a better-than-average chance that South Korean women will live to an average of 90 years old by the age of 2030, which would be the first time the population will break the 90-year barrier. Yes, there's people in South Korea that are over 90 years old. There's also centenarians in many countries, but they're talking about life expectancy, kind of the average. In the United States, however, the researchers said notable among poor-performing countries is the USA. Life expectancy at birth is already lower than most other high-income countries and is projected to fall further behind, such that its 2030 life expectancy at birth might be similar to the Czech Republic for men and Croatia and Mexico for women. Women are doing just a little bit better than Sweden, Greece, and Macedonia, according to this, but are way behind tons of countries. So, they say Americans will gain only a couple of years of life expectancy between 2010 and 2030. They say lifespans are going to be in the early 80s for women in terms of life expectancy and the late 70s for men. The study projects a life expectancy of 83.3 years for women, 79.5 for men by the year 2030. Now, I got to admit, that's pretty damn good. For life expectancy, I mean, in my family, no man lived past 62. So in the 80s and less, men would die in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And so them making it to their 70s and then later close to 80s, that's pretty damn good. So, but it's not as good as would like it to be. By the year 2010, women are going to be hitting, back in 2010, 81.2 for women, 76.5 for men. And I had predicted that we both would be in the 80s, our life expectancy, by the end of this decade. So I may be a little bit off on the men, but I still think we're getting there. Men are living longer. Why? Because we got cholesterol medication. We got the statins. Woo-hoo! I love the pharmaceuticals. Love, love, love the pharmaceuticals. I know that ticks people off, but I like statin medications the best. Statin medications are good. Yeah, and I like Viagra. I mean, I've benefited a lot from the Viagra pharmaceutical that's out there floating around. Anyway, so the reasons for the United States lagging, they say, is because of a variety of reasons. One, it has the highest infant and maternal mortality rates of any of the countries in the study. And the United States has the highest obesity rate. It's the only one without universal health insurance coverage, they say, and has the largest share of unmet health care needs due to financial costs. Now, wait a second here. Wait, hold the phone. What? Okay, you're trying to tell me that if we had single payer and we had a universal health system, our life expectancy would all of a sudden skyrocket. All right. Again, okay, yes, I am for everybody on this planet having access to health care. I am for us fixing our health care system. But remember, half our country doesn't pay taxes. You cannot compare us to these other countries out there. Cannot compare us where they pay an exorbitant amount of taxes, some of them 60%. And hence, you know, when you have the majority of the population paying high taxes, everybody will benefit from health insurance. Okay? The U.S. saying, all right, we're going to do what England does. That won't work if we have so many people that don't work and they don't pay taxes. It's not going to work. So, all right, but they had to put in their universal health coverage. I get it. All right, this is the Washington Post. They say the United States was the first high-income country to see a halt in the pattern of increasing height in adulthood, which is also a reliable indicator of improving public health. But see, here's the thing. All right, so there's a few things that could be going on this. With the United States, they were talking about how our height wasn't increasing because we have such an exorbitant amount of immigrants coming in whose heights won't have the Northern European, Russian WASP type of height, but more of a shorter stature. And so that may average out than the high. But yeah, you know, with Americans, you know, before we, you know, opened our borders, our heights would mimic the countries from which we came. But now that we're a melting pot, and very, you know, fabulously so, our heights may slowly start to go down in terms of averaging, not because we're not getting taller, but because we have more people on average that are of different ethnicities that may be shorter. You see how that works? Okay? And the other thing, too, is also we are limiting our hormones. So we grew very tall very quickly. I mean, I never thought I'd have a kid who was close to 6 feet. I'm like, what is this? You know, but again, hormones from the milk, hormones from the meat could be causing that. So what else could be going on? So access is an issue. Very inconsistent type of treatment. You know, it's interesting. So somebody may go for a mammogram. They may get their mammogram checked. And then, you have something. They may get something evaluated. They may get a biopsy. Be told, you know what? It's a false positive. And I hate that term, false positive. Okay, a false positive is somebody saying you're pregnant and the test being wrong and you're not pregnant. All right? That's a false positive. You having a mass in your breast and it needing to be evaluated, if it's a benign mass or a malignant mass, and you being told, we looked at the density, we looked at the mass, it looks like it's made up of benign cells, that's not a false positive. And you see this all the time in the media. Oh, these mammograms and PSAs are false positives. Okay, they need to get their definition straight. But a woman who had a biopsy and is told that tissue is benign, many times will go, oh, good, you know what, I'm done. Maybe she didn't like getting biopsied. Maybe she didn't like the scare, and understandably so. But maybe she's like, well, look, if I had a biopsy of that one little microscopic cell, and that cell looked good, I don't have it anywhere. I'm good. And that's not the case. Okay? I had to go through surgery and a biopsy. And yes, it was benign. But that doesn't mean I'm out of the woods when it comes to breast cancer. I can still get breast cancer. So I think the idea of, all right, I am done, I'm good, that's a very Americanized idea. You know, I could take a selfie, my selfie looks good, so I'm good. With my weight, look, Beyonce's curvy, J-Lo's curvy, I'm good. No, we got to get this idea out of there that, quote unquote, I'm good. So maybe other countries are approaching it differently. Maybe other countries are less PC. Maybe other countries are saying, look, guys, all right, you're overweight. Stop it. All right, you know, we have all this, oh, well, we can't fat shame, we can't. All right, and I get that. Psychologically, that doesn't help. But maybe other countries are like, I mean, I came from a family where, you know, I started to get a booty. And I remember my grandmother just said, your butt's too big. You got a big butt. I go, yeah. You know, you can't have a butt like that. All right, well, then I'm going to lose the butt. I never did, by the way. I still have the booty. But, you know, so maybe we're just trying to be all nice and, you know, kid and glove. You got to tell people, you know, sometimes, look, they're overweight. Oh, no, you can't tell it to a kid because they'll commit suicide. Why are we so worried our kids are going to commit suicide by telling them about their weight? When did we grow a generation of weenies where we can't tell them the truth about themselves? And then all of a sudden they realize the truth about themselves. And are they psychologically prepared? So we got a lot of work to do on our end. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.